Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We looked at the history and traditions of the Constitution, at what the framers and the founders thought about. And when I drilled down to that level of analysis, it became clear to me that the framers themselves adopted the Equal Protection Clause, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment in a race-conscious way.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke during oral arguments in a case over whether a congressional redistricting map in Alabama violated the Voting Rights Act. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled the map must be redrawn, upholding a precedent saying states must create the maximum number of majority or near-majority black congressional districts where voting is racially polarized. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the ruling amounts to what he called racial entitlement not permitted in the Constitution or in law. As states across the East Coast deal with smoke from Canadian wildfires causing health problems for residents with breathing issues, further challenges lie ahead. Some states will need to petition the EPA for an exceptional event to avoid penalties for violating federal air quality standards. Russell Dickerson with the University of Maryland says the EPA could possibly find afflicted states responsible.
We're going to be in trouble with the EPA because these are violations. So it'll go to court to decide, are they going to blame the states? Because the states have the responsibility for fixing their air quality problems to a large extent. And these are violations. They're going to put us over the top.
In the wake of several states passing laws banning gender-affirming care, regulating restroom use, and restricting participation in girls' sports, President Joe Biden announced a series of new initiatives will be implemented to protect LGBTQ+ Americans from discrimination. Along with a new coordinator to protect LGBTQ students from book bans, he called on Congress to pass the Equality Act.
We're going to strengthen the physical safety, dedicated resources, the federal coordination of Better Protect Pride celebrations, marches, community centers, healthcare providers, and small businesses.
A new wealth-building program will be available in a few north-central states for black residents descended from slaves. The Open Road Fund, created from a $50 million donation from the Bush Foundation, will offer grants of $50,000 to at least 800 eligible applicants. Danielle M. Colley with the group Nexus Community Partners says the fund will help people who've dealt with institutional barriers to build a better sense of well-being.
It might mean that you'll be able to put a down payment on a home so that you don't have the stress of unstable housing any longer. It might mean that you are able to invest in education and you can finish that degree that maybe you've been putting off.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.